Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In a significant step towards kind of staking its territory in this growing world of artificial intelligence, Amazon has announced just today a multi-billion dollar investment into Anthropic, which is, of course, the AI startup that has been gaining a lot of attention for its Claude series of chatbots. I personally use Claude, love Claude, because it has a massive context window. So if I need to just post like, you know, a ton of documents in there, it can go analyze them and give me feedback on all of that. The investment, which is now $4 billion, highlights Amazon's ambitions to really secure a robust position in generative AI technology in a field where, of course, Microsoft, Google, a bunch of their rivals are deeply entrenched right now, and they do not want to get left behind. So let's talk a little bit about the scale of this investment. While Amazon's investment is really significant, I still think it doesn't really overshadow Microsoft's reported $13 billion that they put into OpenAI up till now, right? I think most recently was 10, but before that, everyone knew they'd put another billion in, and perhaps there's a couple million or a couple billion more that have also been in there. Currently, the high-profile leader in AI is ChatGPT. However, Amazon's move marks a significant new frontier, I think, in kind of the ongoing competition among these big tech giants, because it's really, really starting to have the AI landscape is looking like a battlefield. So according to initial comments reported by Reuters, Amazon is going to invest $1.25 billion with an option to ramp up the investments by another $2.75 billion. If the deal reaches its full $4 billion potential, it would represent the largest known investment ever related to Amazon Web Services, which is, of course, the world's kind of premier vendor for on-demand computing power and data storage. This is really impressive. Like, people are making all sorts of records. It's interesting because a lot of people talk about the AI bubble or the AI hype at the end of this year. You know, people were saying like, oh, you know, it was just kind of this thing that was going to happen at the beginning of the year. And I, for one, see this fundamentally different to other, you know, kind of investment hype cycles. I see like just incredible change. I think everything is going to change. Every job is going to be affected and impacted. I think people are starting to realize this. There's going to come a point where people realize if they're not on the forefront of this, they're going to get left behind. This really does impact everything. And so very, very interesting. I think this really, this investment by Amazon just goes to say, you know, this isn't something where there's a big investment at the beginning of the year, $10 billion by Microsoft, and now everything's kind of petering off. Like, things are just ramping up. Things are just getting started. Very, very interesting to see how this goes. But obviously, companies are currently pouring billions into this. And they know if they don't, like Amazon Web Servers, AWS, if they do not make these major investments and pull these big players into their field, let's say Microsoft or they allowed Google to pull them all in, Amazon would see some significant pain in their company, I believe, as every company is shifting over to be an AI company. They need these resources. So being able to kind of peg, you know, one of the premier AI models like Anthropic and having them on your platform really kind of, number one, shows everyone you're serious. And number two, I think it's going to help them know what tools to build, how to really help build out some custom stuff for this AI the AI capabilities that are needed, and that's going to help them to attract a lot more talent and more AI companies in the future. So let's talk a little bit about kind of the Anthropic advantage and where I see they sit with this. So Anthropic has been co-founded by siblings, Dario and Daniela Amodi, who are both former OpenAI research executives. Their startup has focused on developing Claude and Claude 2 chatbots, which are kind of designed to be, they kind of laud them as being safer and more reliable than existing LLMs like ChatGPT and Google's Bard. And Anthropic emphasizes its model can self-revise their responses, eliminating the need for human moderation. And they also say that they are capable of handling larger prompts, something that I personally have used. And, you know, kind of this is an advantage for tasks like parsing lengthy business or legal documents. I think it really does help. So I think some of these strategic collaborations and tech integrations that we're seeing here is really interesting. I think as part of the substantial deal, Amazon is going to acquire a minority ownership in Anthropic, right? This is a big chunk of the company. When Microsoft bought or invested $10 billion into OpenAI, they essentially bought 50% of the company. So essentially, Microsoft controls OpenAI to a large degree. And it looks like Amazon, while it's still a minority ownership, is really buying a big chunk of the company here. So they're going to incorporate the startup's cutting-edge AI technology into its wide range of business applications, including Amazon Bedrock, which is a platform aimed at building AI applications. However, Anthropic has agreed to use AWS as its primary cloud service provider, right? Which, of course, I'm sure Google is not happy about after giving them $300 million earlier this year. And they're going to employ Amazon's custom-designed semiconductors for training its foundational AI models. So really, they're getting quite ingrained with Amazon at this point. I think this strategic collaboration extends to offering AWS customers early access to specialized features for model customization and fine-tuning. And I think it serves Amazon's broader goal of becoming a kind of one-stop shop for AI solutions from chip architecture to cloud services and kind of beyond that. So Google also maintains, right, like I mentioned, this interest in Anthropic. They have they bought roughly 10% of the company for $300 million earlier this year. So Anthropic is going to continue to partner with Google, planning to make its technology available via Google Cloud. Google's got a lot of different AI capabilities on Google Cloud, so it seems like Anthropic will still be over there, but it looks like they're really moving over to AWS to do most of their computational stuff. So it seems like they didn't completely sever ties with Google, but I mean, to a large degree, they're really moving past them and embracing, Amazon, who's giving them almost 10x or more than 10 times the money. So I think this Amazon-Anthropic deal also seems poised to disrupt kind of the status quo in hardware for AI applications. NVIDIA, of course, the semiconductor company that has thus far ridden the generative AI wave to new heights. It passed a $1 trillion valuation, like just explosive growth from NVIDIA. I think they may find a new kind of competition because Amazon's initiative indicates a new willingness to explore alternative chip solutions for AI applications, and it's offering potential new pathways for the industry to do this, which would essentially get around NVIDIA and kind of the bottleneck that a lot of people are having where there just isn't enough H100 chips from NVIDIA. So Amazon's partnership aligns with its recent AI-focused priorities showcased in last week's event, where essentially they were kind of emphasizing AI-powered improvements to products like Alexa home devices. I think as AI continues to really transform a ton of different sectors from online shopping to home automation, Amazon's massive investment in Anthropic here really further solidifies its ambition to be on the forefront of this kind of technological revolution. And I think this move comes amid a lot of growing scrutiny and responsibility concerning the safe and ethical development of AI technology. This is, of course, why Anthropic is so popular. This is their whole angle, their whole marketing. This is, you know, what they really peg themselves as. And I think Anthropic's focus on safer AI really aligns well with the industry-wide initiative for kind of responsible AI development, making yet another layer of significance to kind of this pivotal partnership that we're seeing here. So I think as tech giants continue to place some absolutely massive bets on AI, the Amazon-Anthropic deal could serve as a bellwether for future investments and kind of collaborations in this really rapidly evolving field. This is definitely a story we're going to continue to follow in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast, We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.